Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson in studio. Jill Hine from the Berrien County Youth Fair. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We have this little event coming up August 12th through the 17th, a little less than a month away now, the Berrien County Youth Fair. And it's just this small thing that we do every year, right?
Just a little thing.
Yeah. I mean, you guys start planning it out, a couple of days before it starts?
Yeah, something like that.
No, just kidding. In fact, you were probably already looking at the Berrien County Youth Fair for 2020 already, mm-hmm. and maybe even beyond that. Mm-hmm. But, it takes a lot of planning, a lot of work, and a lot of effort to put something like this together. A lot of fun things planned for the Berrien County Youth Fair this year, as every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so give us a little information. Tell us the run dates of the fair, and then we'll talk about some of the things that we've got involved in it.
Sure. So this year's fair is August 12th through the 17th. It's always 3 weeks before Labor Day. So if you're looking for next year's dates, 3 weeks before Labor Day.
3 weeks before Labor Day. That's easy. So I always put it in my schedule so I remember, because it's just fun. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the, it is the largest youth fair in the
yes.
country,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a whole lot of fun. If you make plans, schedule some vacation around it. So tell me a little bit about still exhibits. What do we need to get information out about that?
So exhibitors, the still exhibit registration deadline is August 1st by midnight. And so that's for any Berrien County youth wanting to show something at the fair that hasn't already had a deadline registration.
Right.
But so it's going to be your baking, your photography, your Legos, flowers, horticulture, things like that, your sewing. The registration deadline for that is August 1st. You can register online. You can come into our fair office and do it in person. Or you can put it in the mail as long as it's postmarked August 1st. We'll still accept it.
Get it by then? Okay. So still exhibits. Again, run down the deadlines for that just in case somebody missed it. They're going to be driving right now.
August 1st.
Okay.
Yep. And then the other deadline we have for August 1st is our baked fruit pie contest. That's really, we have two categories. It's open to youth and adults, and that's one of the really only areas that adults can enter something. And it's just for some fun prizes on Saturday of the fair, and the deadline for that is August 1st, and the registration form is online or in our fair office.
Okay, so real easy to get to online on the website, which is?
BCYF.org.
Yeah, real easy to get to. Now, we've been talking a lot, I've been mentioning it on the air here a number of times, and we've got some promotional announcements about it. Wristbands. What's going on with those? Those are, you can really save some money with wristbands.
You definitely can. So the wristband, they're vouchers. So when you buy them, it'll be just a little coupon that you get. And then you take that voucher to the ride's ticket booth on the day that you want to use it. You don't have to tell us what day you want to use it. It can be used on any one day during the fair. So you just take it to the booth on the day you want to use it, and they'll give you that day's wristband. So they're on sale until August 9th for $18.
Okay.
If you wait until the week of fair, they'll be $22 or $25, depending on which day you want to buy them.
So a little advantage to getting them
yep,
early, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So some important information as we get ever so closer to the fair. So give us a rundown now, and you and I have talked before, but let's kind of recap a little bit about what's coming up at the fair. We've got some stuff even starting before the fair. It looks like Friday, August 9th, the royalty contest at the grandstand, and then everything leading up, like then the weeks leading up to the actual start of the fair on August 12th, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. So like you said, the royalty contest is on Friday, August 9th in the grandstand at mm-hmm. 7 o'clock. And so we have King and Queen contest and a Prince and Princess contest. The Prince and Princess is before the King and Queen. It's always a fun thing to
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
And then a couple days before, there is a beef carcass class and a swine carcass class that happens prior to fair, that's growing in popularity.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's all kinds of things leading up to it as well. And then, of course, the kickoff, of the fair looks like a lot of things coming up. So let's kind of do a little breakdown of kind of a day by day of the fair, if you would, of what we can expect each day for the whole run.
So in the grandstand on Monday, we've got our truck and tractor pull at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, we've got our Circus Continental at 1, 4, and 7, and the ticket price for that is free.
What's the Circus Continental, in case somebody's not familiar with that?
It's a circus.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think that's just the name of it.
Is that the best way to describe it?
It's just a circus.
It's really cool. I've seen it. It's really cool. But just in case, Circus Continental, what the heck is
that?
Yeah,
it's a circus, your normal circus stuff.
Sorry to interrupt.
Keep going.
By the way, talking with Jill Hine from the Berrien County Youth Fair, if you're just joining us, talking about the fair coming up on the 12th through the 17th. So we got Monday and Tuesday.
Yep. Wednesday at 7 o'clock is Eli Young Band with special guest Paul Erdman.
How did you manage to get Eli Young to come in?
You know, I'm not on that committee, but I'm glad that they got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So that's on Wednesday.
Yep, that's on Wednesday. On Thursday is our truck demolition derby at 7 o'clock. Friday is a car demolition derby at 7 o'clock.
So what's the difference now? Are we talking pickups for the truck demolition derby?
Yep, okay. Exactly.
So people can register. Do you have people registered to do that already now? Can just normal people say, hey, I want to put my pickup in the demolition derby? Or how does that work?
I only know this because my husband used to do it.
Yeah.
But I know you have to get the vehicle
prepped a certain way.
Yeah, hunkered down so that it doesn't fall apart.
Right, right.
As
so
easily.
It's safe, in other
exactly.
Words. Yeah.
But anybody that wants to do it would need to register with TNT Demolition Derby.
Got it. Okay.
They're the ones that run the event, and it's the same company for both derbies.
Okay.
But you'll just need to get a hold of them or check out their website, check out their Facebook, and there's a whole bunch of rules on what you need to do and secure for that.
I'm just curious. They're always fun to watch. I love the demolition derbies. It's so well done. So the truck demolition derby is again when?
On Thursday.
And then the car demolition derby
is on Friday.
It's on Friday then. So, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then we round out the week on Saturday with Bullmania.
Bullmania. What is Bullmania about? I've seen it, but in case somebody hasn't seen it.
Yeah. Bullmania is bull riding, just kind of like your average rodeo. And then we do have, I think most years, I haven't been to it in a couple years, but mutton busting, which is where the kids chase, I think it's sheep or something, try to ride them around.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Cute to watch. So.
All right. So there's the whole lineup. And of course, if you want to see this lineup that we just talked about, you can go to the website, bcyf.org. Now, so we talked about the fair. We talked about things leading up to the fair, the wristbands and getting registered with the baked goods and on all of that stuff. But after the fair wraps up then on the 17th of August, there's some other events coming up and that we want to make just kind of take a moment and say, put these in your calendar because we've got the mom-to-mom sale coming up, right?
Yep. Those are always huge events that we have. And we actually have two mom-to-mom sales every year. So it's the second Saturday in October and the last Saturday in April.
Okay.
So this year it's going to be October 12th and then April 25th of next year. And we've been selling out of spaces for those. So
that's why I wanted to bring that up.
Yep. And we'll have, the registration is actually open for the fall one right now.
Okay.
So you can get your space now. And then next year is actually the 75th anniversary of the fair.
So that's going to be a big celebration.
It is. And so we're going to have a dinner celebration.
Fundraiser. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Event.
Yep.
The Mendel Center in March, on March 28th, and tickets are available now. It is a 21 and over event, but it is a fun night, and we're working on some fun things to do that night.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So, and a couple of last things, we've got about a minute or so left here, Jill. Tell us a little bit about the Wonders of Birth in the Ag Expo buildings, going back to the fair a little bit. The Wonders of Birth, these are always amazing to watch, to see animals born, I mean, babies just right there at the fair. So
Yeah, the superintendents of that building actually plan the baby animals a year in advance. So they're already planning the next year's baby animals that'll be in that barn. But yep, you'll see baby animals. And a lot of times there are baby animals that are born that week.
Yeah.
Sometimes the building stays open. Sometimes they have to close it.
Right.
But
depends on what's going on. But the normal hours then would be like 11 to 10 daily. That's throughout the fair.
Yep.
And then what can I see in the Egg Expo building, building number 34, I guess. So
the Egg Expo building is where we highlight agricultural commodities around Southwest Michigan. Mm-hmm. So usually they have like soybean commodity information, and I think cherries and apples and things like that. Information to teach you about really the agricultural aspect of the fair.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
And there's so many buildings to mention. It's really hard to go through. There's the historical building, the USA building. I mean, there's lots of things besides the Midway. Obviously, there's lots of other things to see and do. So give us the run dates again about the fair and how we can find out more information about the fair.
Sure. Fair is August 12th through the 17th. You can find us on our website, bcyf.org, or on Facebook, Barron County Youth Fair.
Just Google it and you should be able to find it.
Yep.
Jill Hine from the Barron County Youth Fair, thanks for coming in and sharing this information. Looking forward to another great year.
Thank you for having me.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Barron County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.